Yep, I just, these two. Here, why don't you sign these two?
Those are for your book, because there were so many corrections.
Thank you.
That I just couldn't see, you know, everybody having their scribbled
nice
corrections
notes,
on it. Yeah.
And then I'd be like, what was that?
Well, and I simplified this. I just, you know, just said, see the attached agenda for the complete list of blah, blah, blah. Because I started to list them, and I went, this is ridiculous. I'm just going to attach it.
Well, and if anybody is really that interested, well,
then they can look.
Yep.
So did you get all your family stuff done?
Is family stuff ever really done? That's the question.
Well, hopefully everybody's well.
Everybody's
well-ish.
Well-ish.
Well-ish. Yeah.
Well-ish, yeah.
Every time I see, I'm like, don't chance this.
Yeah. I wonder if people forgot to wait at 8:30.
I'm wondering. I'm hoping. Karen contacted me and she had an issue come up, so she's not going to be here.
Okay.
But
I talked to Anne while we traded messages.
Okay.
And Karen was going to a PEO convention, but I thought it was just over the weekend. So.
Which Karen we talked about?
Karen Reed.
Okay. I'm talking Karen Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
I figured.
Which Karen? You know how when you think you mention certain people, you just picture their face,
mm-hmm.
and then you're like, oh, okay, I don't even. Two very different personalities. Mm-hmm. Well.
Talk to Kira Charles.
Oh, thank you.
Monday, we need to work harder.
Sit here, right?
Talk for about 15 minutes.
Oh, that's cool. Doing okay?
Yep, she's spending her dad's there wondering about leukemia.
Mm-hmm.
She said she spent more than half.
Well, we definitely don't have to have
Michigan.
You can all just go get coffee.
Just call it.
She's doing
well. I saw a picture of her on Facebook with her husband. It was really nice.
What you gotta do.
Yeah.
Always.
She's got some time to.
Yeah.
Well, I squeezed in a trip to California in the last month, and that was fun, but I gotta tell you, Disneyland and Universal and all that, like 4 or 5 out of 6 days, I came home so tired. Every chance I got for like 10 days, I just went to bed. I mean, daytime, nighttime, didn't matter. We did like 8 miles a day, and that doesn't count all the time we stood standing in line.
And you went to California, so if you went to the Florida one, because they're so much more spread apart.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, honestly,
I did say you better have your walking shoes.
I would have rather been in Florida, because in Florida you can take the same number of people and spread them over more space, and you don't feel like you're in the middle of mayhem all the time. And honestly, don't ever go to the park after between the 15th of May and the 1st of June. Because kids are getting out, they have their senior nights.
That's what we did 2 years
ago.
Yeah.
I would
get
never.
Back in. You know, we were like a minute from missing our Star Wars window because of that line.
Yeah, well, we paid for the Fast Pass or whatever it is, Genie, I don't remember
fast
what it
pass,
was,
yeah.
Which helped a little. It didn't help a ton, but it helped a little. But you still have to walk. The line for Star Wars is, even if you're going straight to the front, it's like half a mile long.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you just walk and walk and walk and walk and walk.
Yeah,
and
that
water.
Was the before
walk
they
and
did
stand,
before
walk
we
and stand.
Do.
Yeah, but we did. It was lovely. My grandkids had a great time. It was, you know, my daughters and her family and my sister and her daughter and my husband and I.
Nice.
And it was, we had a house with a pool, which we didn't use much because we were never there. I have to tell you, though, Universal to me was like a premium experience. They have staff everywhere. You don't wait in line for hardly anything. If you want to ask somebody a question, all you have to do is look up, and you can find 6 people to ask a question. You know, they're just a step above Disney.
Hmm.
And supposedly they were limiting the number of people into Disney, but if they were limiting people, you couldn't tell from the number of people in the park.
Yeah.
It was insane.
I just don't like the California park as well.
I don't either.
I just don't think experience is as good. But Well, and it's all about the shared experience.
They did not want to spend a day getting there and a day getting back. This was literally, we're going to go and come. And the whole time we're gone, it's going to be a vacation.
Yep.
So, hello.
Hi, we went to the wrong building.
Oh, I'm sorry.
we were gonna go play basketball with
the kids. Yeah, we had a basketball game in there.
We saw a lot of kids.
Yeah, so we said, are we supposed to be here? No, but Venezuela are not here. So they left.
That was you, right?
Is that valuable?
No, that was you. It's just a hole puncher.
That was you.
Oh, I thought it was your equipment.
No. I was going to make you all poke your own holes.
Did
but
you
nobody
him
here.
Jump up real quick?
It was only that little thing there.
No. Don't move my mic. I'll get it. Get me out of the
chair. Actually, I think you should get down there. Pick
them all.
I'm not licking my fingers.
That's how you make confetti right
there.
Yeah,
this is
it. That's
right.
And I was going to
give you a hug. Been
there, done
that. Why?
You're making
me look before. It was nice to see you too. How were your trips?
I went to the other one. I just got home.
That's me. I mean, that's my Christmas special. I just love this.
I know.
The supplies.
I just need to keep things warm. Keeps things so warm.
Morning.
Morning. Well, now that you've had your out and about jaunt to the wrong building and
exactly.
Back in.
Yes, exactly. I can do that.
What was the right building? There's just no meeting.
It was just...
The right building for day camp.
That's it. Those kids were having a lot of fun.
Yeah, there you go.
Good.
Okay. Let's go ahead and call the meeting to order then.
I'm sure Connie will be along.
Yes.
Has everybody had a chance to read the minutes from the previous meeting?
Very interesting.
Okay. Are there any corrections to the minutes? I didn't see it, but I was reading it earlier.
There's Kleenex in the bathroom. There's Kleenex on the parlor table. And there's paper towels in the kitchen.
Are you not Karen then?
No, Karen's not going to be here. Okay. She contacted me.
Right.
Oh. Are you going to try to do it again?
I'm going to try to knock the camera down.
So, if everybody has read the minutes and not found down any problems or faults with them, and I certainly haven't, can I get a motion to accept the minutes?
So moved.
Can I get a second, please?
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Sign those
aye.
Aye. All right. Beautiful.
Can I get these signed before you leave for right now so that we want you sign both of those already. This is the one you need to sign.
Let
yeah.
me nail that one.
Yeah, I think you got that one already.
Yeah. Right.
So Karen, you need to sign this, please.
Yes, ma'am.
And the one underneath it.
Got it.
Okay. Great.
And just as a note, I tried to put page numbers on everything, but when you do that in Adobe, it takes off all the other headings.
Oh,
yeah, it deletes them. So I gave up.
Well,
yeah, I absolutely did it. I did it exactly the way you showed me, but it deleted all the headings off my spreadsheet.
Oh, I don't think. Oh.
Yeah. It says, are you okay with that? And I said, sure. And then
do you
I
make this back?
Yeah, that's your copy. I gave you copies of those minutes that were so very different.
Yes.
Because we made so many different changes.
Yeah, that I did not want to.
Okay.
Nice. Now I have to see if I can organize this back the way it goes.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
All right. Moving along to the house manager's report. Has everybody got a chance to read Kathy's house manager report?
Yes.
Do you have any questions or concerns? Okay, can I get a motion to approve the House Manager's Report?
I move. So move.
I second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, we're moving right along here. Okay, on to old business, the status of the grant. You have anything new to
I
say?
I do. Give me 10 seconds. I'm trying to write down the motions.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So who made the motion to accept the minutes? Was it Ann?
Yeah.
And the second?
Janet.
Okay. I'm just trying to keep notes so that Janet and I put our heads together for the minutes that we're on.
Great.
That we're on the same
page.
On the
same page.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be moving along so quickly this morning, but...
Can I just add something to the manager's report?
Certainly.
We have between 5 and 7 more events in the process of booking.
Okay.
So it's been absolutely insane. Between inquiries, tours, and people wanting to book, I've got a July event. I got 2 July events. I've got an October event. I've got a wedding for next year. And then there's at least 2 more. So we're booking like crazy. Things are coming in so fast.
That's wonderful.
Good news, bad
that
news.
That we're just getting.
Well, yeah. Mostly good news.
Correct.
Yeah. All of our walkthroughs for June are complete. Now I need to write them up and make the appropriate changes. But it's, Jacqueline's on vacation for 2 weeks.
Oh,
it's
no.
been absolutely nuts. So if there's anything you're trying to reach me for, just please have a little patience because... Between all of that and trying to do some doctor's appointments and stuff.
Right. Real life.
You
have a life.
You know, my response times are not normal. So I just want to make sure you understood that.
And I have a question. Are we always just going to skip the house manager's report being said by you?
I think bottom line is if we read it in advance, we're not wasting as much time as the meeting, and we want to keep the minutes... The meeting's down to 45 minutes as much as possible. And in the past,
the meeting is down to 45 minutes?
45 minutes to an hour if we can. I like to keep them down to an hour. If we go a little longer, then, you know, sometimes up to 2, guys. Sometimes
right.
it's busier than that.
Oh,
But I think the bottom line is if we can keep it down and if we read them in advance, it allows us. And in the past, her reports were not submitted in as documentation, and that's what we're doing, is we're submitting them as documentation.
I kind of miss her going through some stuff and also ad-libbing some of the things about it.
I still think that we are giving time that she can add any comments that she would like to at that point. And again, if we have any questions, we are given time to do so.
Okay. Yeah, if I could just comment, you know, don't have to go over all the financials maybe, but I do enjoy when you go over the new business or the new
bookings and things like
just
that.
Kind of makes it aware of what's going on more than just reading it here.
All right.
It adds color to it.
Yeah.
I can read the black and white, but when you tell us about it, there's always...
Yeah, color. So I prefer that. At least the first part here. Like
for
financials, So maybe just the manager's report piece of it, not financials.
At least in brief.
Yeah.
Well,
but it is important that we're all reading the financials too, guys. Just make sure that all.
Well, of course, they just don't want to go through
the
hearing.
Cool.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I do have one point, though,
okay,
that
sure.
I forgot about. They did finalize the 2021 financials.
Mm-hmm.
The number that I predicted for the Callahan House Fund was pretty dead on. The new number as of December 31st, 2021 is $48,272.64.
I did see that.
So I just wanted to highlight that because that's been an ongoing question.
Yeah. Okay. So at this point, since we kind of are ahead of ourselves that we approved them and now we're going back.
Well, we're going back to talk about them.
Yeah. So when you're talking about all the events and venues that are coming up, so mostly what are we booking? Weddings or what other events are we coming in?
We've got a rehearsal dinner, we've got a wedding for 2023, we've got a birthday party, we've got a post-wedding reception, which I'm booking as a special event because they've been married quite a while. And that actually, the interesting thing about that, it was they came in 2019 and wanted to do their wedding.
Ooh.
And because of COVID, they didn't do their wedding, but now they're back in 2022 to do a little party.
Oh,
so that's kind of fun. So that one took us 3 years to book.
Well,
well,
that's
perseverance.
And then
you're like,
what? That's exactly right.
Particularly after being 2 years on hiatus and not
right.
having all that kind of stuff. That's fun.
Yeah. And so, and then we've got an inquiry for a memorial, and there's a couple other things. So it's pretty nuts right now.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Moving ahead, onto the status of the grant.
We are in the process of finishing up the RFP. The next step is to get the requisition into the system, and we got it. We had it created, but I had some troubles with finding the money. So I got to dial into finance and make sure I'm looking in the right fund for the $60,000 that's already there.
I see.
And then the balance of the money, the $180,000 from the State Historical Fund, will be appropriated in June in council. And once that's appropriated, then we can adjust the rec to indicate the whole $240,000. So the RFP is almost ready. We still have to cross the bridge into purchasing and have them add their finishing touches to it. And in the meantime, Carrie and I are working on getting the paint analysis set up and scheduled. And so that will be happening first. And as soon as we can get the paperwork done and get the vendor booked. So. Okay.
Can you kind of give us a little lay on the land? You've got it in your mind to have a calendar point of where you think that's going to be, where you're going to book that.
Well, they want the paint analysis done before they issue the RFP. So that's what they have decided. So it's going to depend on when we can get the paint dude booked. And I'm assuming it's going to be Phil Barlow, but that's a little up in the air yet.
Mm-hmm.
There is one outstanding issue with that, and that is none of these people want to rent the lift to do the work. They want the city to rent the lift to do the work. And Carrie says that's not the way it works. So we need to circle back with them and say, you have to rent the lift, include it in your bid. So we've got a little bit of work to do. So we're hopefully in the next 10 days, we'll get that work pretty well lined out. So we can actually schedule the paint analysis. And then once we have the paint analysis back, then we'll issue the RFP, assuming that purchasing is ready.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be an issue. But Carrie and Ozzie and I have done most of the work to write the RFP. Now we just need to put the purchasing gobbledygook in it.
Okay.
And we didn't want to step on any toes, even though Carrie knows all that stuff. She wanted to leave that piece of it to purchasing. So they didn't feel like we were trying to do their job. And then they'll issue the RFP, and then I believe that the responses are going to be due in 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay.
And then we'll have an evaluation period. And once the evaluation period's done, we can pick the vendors and go through the process of getting them under contract.
Okay.
So my guess is it's going to take us most of the summer to do the paint analysis, get the RFP issued, do the evaluation, issue the contracts, and then at that point we'll have pre-construction meetings with the vendor or vendors that have been selected, and we'll be able to set out a timeline for the work.
Okay, great.
So that's my assumption, and that has a little bit of worst case built into it, but not a lot. My assumption is that most of the work is going to take place next year. That unless we can get them scheduled for the fall.
Okay. All right.
So that's what I'm seeing at the moment.
All right. That's a good guesstimate. We'll take it. It's better than kind of, but you've got to have an idea on where, even if it's fuzzy.
Well, and the other thing I would add is, and this is something one of my managers way back when said, everything takes longer than it takes.
Oh.
So just patience. We're working our way through it. I did meet with the grant people and get my initial indoctrination into their expectations for documentation, checkpoints. So I have some scheduled checkpoints with them, whether anything's happened or not. They just want an email. Some of the things we need to document with hard copy pictures. Some of the things we just need to document with electronic pictures.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty straightforward.
So who did you meet with?
I met with Ann McCleave.
Okay.
And Katie Bates. Katie Bates is the contract specialist, and Ann McCleave is our direct contact with the State Historical Fund. She's one of their, I forget what they call them, she's one of their grant advisors. She's one of the ladies that came out and met with us and talked about, you know, what we could and couldn't do and how we should approach things.
She's the main grant contact person.
Yep, she's the main grant contact person. Okay. And the really good news about what they did is they didn't break the projects into pieces and establish budgets for each one. They basically lump them all together in one big bucket and established a budget for the whole thing, which means that if one project is under and another project is over, but we're still inside the dollars that we have allocated, that there's not going to be any pushing and pulling.
Yeah,
yeah, and that,
that is nice.
They made it very simple for us to administer in the context of how difficult it could have been.
Oh, absolutely, because it could have been nitpicking every rule.
Yep.
And jump through
and
this.
Yeah, that's
true. That's
they're very easy to work with. They're very, you know, and we have all the signed paperwork. And the other outstanding question, which I don't think is an issue, but I need to check on, is I think the way the payments are going to work is the city's going to go ahead and appropriate the whole amount, and then I'll work out with finance when we're actually going to apply to the State Historical Fund to get the dollars from them.
So they pay the vendor directly then, or does the city pay them?
The city's going to pay the vendors. Because
okay.
they're going to have a contract with the city.
Okay. Yeah.
So the city will make the payments, and then at some point we will request the money from the State Historical Fund.
Oh, we don't get the money first.
We get a pre-construction amount, which is about $50,000, and then there are scheduled payments based on checkpoints for the rest of it.
Mm, okay, I thought they gave us a lump sum and we just pulled from it.
Nope. It's you apply for it. It's like
essentially
in quarters.
Yeah. So there's still checks and balances.
But
so
they're keeping it in their savings account.
Yeah.
That way they are
nicely.
Yeah, and they're all that big interest.
Yeah, but in the total context of what we're doing, $250,000 for the city is a little itty bitty project. You know, in the context, it's big to us.
Yes.
But in the context of what we're doing and the capital fund and all that stuff, I just need to double check and make sure that the city did not have any trouble appropriating the funds without having the funds in their hand. Or they would have already told me that. So I don't think it's an issue, but I do need to circle back with Sandra or Teresa and just make sure that my assumption is appropriate.
Now, will we get like quarterly review or accounting from the Historical Society saying how much money they've given, how much is left in our account with them?
No.
We have to keep track of that.
It's me.
First way to go, Kathy.
I'm the branch administrator.
Something else.
Okay.
No, yeah.
That way, I was really thinking they gave us the lump sum, so I'm glad you're there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for that information. That's very good to know. So moving on to the brochure updates. Unfortunately, Kathy Bruce isn't able to be with us today, so I don't have a whole lot to say on the room-by-room self-guided tour updates because I wasn't at the meeting on the 12th.
I have a little bit. The first meeting, we had very good attendance. We had a lot of board members. We also had two members from the State Historical Commission come. Suzanne Sibley and Rick
Jacoby.
You mean
the city? Not the state, but the city.
The city. The
city.
City Historical Preservation Commission.
You said state.
I'm sorry.
That's right.
And we also had Connie Buswell from the Longs Peak Questers come. So we had most of our board plus three outside observers and commentators. And that went for about 2 hours. And it was actually very informative. Suzanne gave us a little lesson on fumed oak.
Oh, yeah.
And she said that the oak in this room is actually not stained. It's fumed. So they put it in a room with poisonous fumes, and I think it was ammonia.
It's ammonia.
It was ammonia, and the longer they leave it in the room with the ammonia, the darker the wood gets.
The fumes.
Yeah, from the ammonia fumes. So that's what it means when we say fumed oak.
And it brings out, it raises the grain and brings out certain aspects of it. So, yeah, we had a really...
It was very productive meeting.
It was really nice to have the city be in partnership, like we talked about, with the Historic Commission, because they have certain
expertise
that were just great. They're talking about all the crown molding and what's what. And,
well, and the patterns and the plaster.
And
right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They had a lot of insight. It was a good experience.
Well, and I didn't do the meeting on Thursday with Eric, but I did hear some things because, of course, they were walking past my office. And
right.
it's almost like a megaphone into my office from the foyer. And the two things I heard that I thought were very interesting from Eric's perspective were he thought it was too long.
Okay.
So that was a very interesting commentary, I thought. And he also thought that focusing on the people as opposed to the things would be of greater interest to the public. So he suggested putting in some more information about the Callahans, the chauffeur, you know, the as opposed to putting in more details about the trim or the plaster or the, you know. So those are the two things I heard, and they were here quite a while too.
Okay, so that's an interesting point, and I'm after just going through it, and I think this is one of those things that I don't disagree that maybe we shouldn't have a short version and a long version.
Yeah.
And we have it set up for those that are just detail oriented and want all the architectural features and whatnot, and then we have a more self-guided tour and more personal about the family. I'm not so sure that we don't want to have two points. And again, this is one of those things that we can look at doing digitally and by phone compared to necessarily have it printed. I don't know, that's really up to the board on what their views are, but I would make that suggestion. I just think there are some people that, yes, I want to learn more, but still the attention span is limited. Mm-hmm. And there's so much of being overwhelmed that, okay, maybe I don't want that much. So I don't know. That's just a thought. And there's also the thought of, if you have a brochure that you're looking through and you're trying to look and read and do it at the same time, that's a lot to read and take in and as you're walking through a family.
Yeah.
So
for your average tour person, that's not, yeah, that's way more information than they're interested in.
And maybe we print the short version, and if people are really interested, we point them to the long version on the website.
With the QR code, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's part of the reasons why we wanted to have the QR code. So
I think we need a different QR code though. If we're going to try it, I have a real problem with people who say, go find this information on this page, and I get to that page, and then I have to figure out which page on the 16 pages that are there that information's on. So I think if people wanted more detail, we need to have a second QR code specifically that takes them directly to what we're referring to.
I think that's
to.
A good idea.
Because like
it's
a menu
easy.
At a restaurant.
Okay.
You get the menu, you know, you'll
have
the history.
It's easy.
Right.
Well, I think that's part of the coolness of having a QR code up there is we have one for donations. And I, just like you, if I want to click on something, I want to get there. I don't want to have to try to dig for it.
Yeah.
And nor would the, I think my daughter's generation, just kidding. but they want the instant gratification right then and there, and they don't want to waste their time.
Everybody
the people
that.
Coming in the door for those tours don't want to dig around. They want to just click on it, if either hand them something or open it up. You know, everybody has their phone in their hand, so
that's exactly right.
Yeah. So, but I think they want to just click on the QR code. I say like a menu at a restaurant where you click on it, your menu comes right up. I think that's kind of what they
some people still like paper though.
There are those that like the paper.
Yeah, they
can. And they want something they can take home with them and peruse.
It's a generational thing. I think it tends to be a generational thing.
Yeah, I agree.
I like to be able to make sure that we're keeping attuned, so we're not being outdated, and yet we're still doing.
It would save a lot of money if we don't have to print hundreds of them.
Hey, I personally don't want to kill that many trees.
And I noticed from the times that I've worked with the open houses and stuff, most of those come back rolled up, twisted,
right.
And they hand it to you, and you have to kind of straighten it out and put it back in the stuff.
I also
so they're not looking at them that closely.
I think we can also give the option is, if you use it kindly, remember we can recycle. And that's, I've been with places where if I'm not that interested, I will recycle.
Yeah, a lot of them come back.
A lot of people come bring it back.
Yeah, I think a lot of them come back. I'm saying you can tell they've had it twisted up in their pocket.
Sometimes they come back unusable.
Unreusable. So yeah, I like the QR code because everybody—I shouldn't say everybody, but 99% of people have a phone in their hand anyways.
This is true. This is very true. So, all right. So we've said our minutes about that. I guess. we're still in the process of getting it in going through. Now on to the house manager's pictures. We were supposed to be meeting on the 23rd, and that didn't happen. I didn't get it in the calendar correctly, so we didn't meet and work on the house manager's project. I can say with the house manager's project, one of the things that we are working on is we're working on a hanging system that would not be intrusive to the plaster work. Something that I've worked with in the galleries and whatnot, that we can, it's not an inexpensive option, but the big thing about it is it would be hidden up, and then we'd have a hanging system that would hang down. So if we added or exchanged photos, we can do that. It clips in place. They use it in hospitals. They use it in art galleries. They do all sorts of stuff. But it would not damage the walls, and it would enable us to add or detract as needed. Good morning, Connie.
There's one more place.
Is that to be done at a special meeting, or do you want to talk about it now? I think that's something that we're discussing with the house manager's pictures. And I guess it's open for discussion.
Was it discussed if we have, we talked before about a collage type thing. Is that still on the books?
I think that we kind of wanted to get away from doing collage. First of all, we've got to state where we got certain photos and acknowledge reference to like the Times Call and other things. So one of the things that was discussed, that each manager should have their own picture.
Was that last time I heard we were on a collage?
Busy wall.
Yeah.
Not very tasteful.
I think it could be tasteful if we do it within with classic type frames, nothing overly gaudy, and again, if we do a hanging system where we can then change or move.
Can I ask when that was decided? Yeah. Because really, the last meeting I was at, we kind of were settled on a collage. All of a sudden, now you do individual pictures.
But this is the last three meetings that I've been at. We decided that the collage wasn't really kind of where we wanted to go, but if that's still open for discussion, then
you
that's fine
that.
Too.
Yeah,
I don't
remember ever saying we were going
to
do individual.
I don't remember making any decisions about that. We suggested several different ways.
Yeah.
The concern was doing any damage to the wall.
Right.
But
and
we
then,
hadn't really said
right.
On
and that's been said. I was just pricing it an option to do a hanging system. That's all I was doing.
Yeah.
So you're talking more about like a picture rail system.
Right.
Somewhat
kind
of.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you see in a gallery with the.
Yeah, with the rails. And they're not an inexpensive option, but on the other hand, it wouldn't do damage by moving pictures along the wall. And,
yeah, all
and
we're going to do is put something at the
top,
and that's the only thing that will actually be physically attached to the wall.
That's correct.
The thing about that is, though, that the frames probably have to be custom frames. They need to be heavy enough that they'll hang straight.
It depends on the system.
Okay.
And the bottom line is, it isn't, if we get a good system in, it's not something that's going to be shifting and moving around a lot. It also enables us to move stuff, even if we choose to put a collage piece on there. It's
right.
Just about how it's hung. And
right.
Then it was also discussed, jumping ahead a little bit, about the past and present board members' wall acknowledgement. We discussed not doing plaques at the last
mm-hmm.
meeting because it got too busy. So what if we did, like we had discussed, where we did more of a paper format, framed it and whatnot, and then that piece could be taken out of the frame and updated relatively easily. That, again, depends on how you want to hang it on that wall. A hanging system would enable us to do a series of different things, and it's just in the pricing option. That's the only thing that I know that I've been assigned to do is just
figure out the pricing,
figure out what we can do, what that isn't going to break the bank, and yet we'll do what we need to do without
putting holes in the walls.
Yeah.
So whether that the frame be in a collage system or not, that's the last I know. So.
So on to the next meeting. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Until the
Nothing's
next
been decided, though, I would say.
Yeah.
Nothing's in concrete, no.
So do you want to set another meeting, or do you
want
to do?
I do want to set another meeting. Because we didn't get anything accomplished. I would like to, but I know July is a very busy month. Is this something that we want to postpone until?
Yeah, because there's really no big rush about it.
Yeah, no, well, I think we have our 45 minute meeting. We have this meeting. What would you need in a special meeting? I mean, that we couldn't, could we just do it here if everything, if you did your homework and brought the data in?
I think that's the whole thing is if everybody gets everything done and then put it down. I think if we work on it in projects, I'm really trying to streamline these meetings so they're down to a limited time. And if we're constantly working on a separate project, it's going to loom up bigger. And then these meetings are going to be longer.
But that makes for more meetings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would just assume, I have this on my calendar for the next 2 years, you know. Wednesdays.
I had a long time this morning.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And also, if you're heading up that project, that
I'm not.
Whoever it ends up heading it up does their homework and comes to a regular meeting with the data right there, we don't have to have a special meeting. We can just listen, you know, to what they have to say
and make a board decision.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a thought. I just I'm not taking full ownership of being in charge of the house.
Yeah. Usually, it's one person who kind of ends up. Even if you have a special meeting, one person's going to be pretty much running it. So why not? If they do their homework and bring it to our meeting,
just like in the past.
Yeah, that's kind of
our
blog. Our blog, and even with a sign, that's how we did the sign.
Right.
Did it all here at this meeting.
Okay. Well,
that's where we have these meetings, really.
Okay.
Is there a specific, is there a specific reason why we want the meetings, these meetings to be streamlined?
I was told that they were going too long, and that it was my understanding that they were running too long, and that we needed to keep them under the 2 hour period, and that people were getting aggravated that they were taking way too long.
Yeah. I'm polishing off
There's a big difference between 45 minutes and 2 hours, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
if we can keep it down to an hour, 45 minutes to an hour, that's what I thought we were trying to do.
Okay.
And if that's a misunderstanding on my part, I need a clarification.
Right.
But we've been running, and we'd like to keep it under two, and we've had where it's run over even 2 hours.
That's right.
And that's part of the problem.
So,
as all the projects are getting combined, and then we try to do the projects during the meeting, and that will run us over.
Well, if we know in advance what we're going to do. Now, right now, we've spent 20 minutes talking about manager's pictures, but we haven't said anything.
Right.
We've just wasted 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So, basically, we,
I know. I didn't want to spend 20 minutes on this subject. I am trying my best to do what the board is wanting to do, and yet still having everybody's voice be heard. So
we should move this forward then. And I think we should have a person who decides they want to lead that project. And then
I think Karen is running that project.
Okay, we'll let her.
And she's not here. So,
right, so
I can't speak on her behalf. And the bottom line is, so at this point, I think we just move forward on the subject because nothing's...
Let's just table it to the next meeting.
So here's my suggestion, and here's what I'm noticing, and you can take it with a grain of salt. I think the problem isn't the special projects. I think the problem is how many special projects we're trying to do at the same time. So I think if we worked on one or two things at a time and tabled new projects until the old projects are done, that would help immensely with this issue. And we could do the special projects that we are working on, the one or two, during the board meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So my suggestion is that we start trying to narrow the scope of how many projects we work on at once.
Right.
And anything that isn't in that scope that we push out until the projects we're working on are done. Because I don't think the problem is the projects themselves. I think it's just, you know, we're doing two brochures, house manager pictures, board plaque, you know, plus we've got all our regular stuff.
Right.
So I just think if we just try not to take on everything at once, just, you know, a serial approach to it, that will fix both problems. That's my...
Yeah, so we just decide which one we want to work on, and the rest are in the parking lot until we get to
them. Yeah, one or two.
Yeah.
Parking lot, that's a good one.
I hear what you're saying, but I also think there's certain things that we just need to get accomplished. And the board plaque one's an easy one. We've got that. We've already got that, and that can be done in a matter.
I think the problem with the board plaque is actually figuring out the dates of service is going to be complicated.
I get that one. You put it in the parking lot.
Yeah, it's already done. She got it done and had it done for the grant. So we're only literally taking the list that's already in existence and utilizing it.
Okay.
Oh.
So I don't see that as a huge complication.
Okay.
Because the list already exists. And we didn't talk about doing plaques at the last meeting. We discussed that it was...
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know,
whatever that project,
whatever
it is called.
So, again... I think everybody has to be heard, and then we vote on whether we're going to take on new projects or not. And I think that's we've got what we've got on the plate currently. If we choose to table it and take a vote on what we're going to table, that's a decision of the board. The full board has to make. Okay.
Well, with a quorum. You don't have to have a full board.
Okay, with a quorum.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
so can...
So... I think at this point, I think we should move forward with what we have on the agenda currently, and then we can come back and discuss where we're at. Because all I know is that we've been ticking off pretty rarely what we've got. And I also think that it's important that this is one of the things that we discussed at the beginning that should be discussed in the January meeting, projects we should take on for that year, period.
Mm-hmm. But we'll decide which is more important
right.
at the time, so we don't have to
right.
all of it.
I think we
That's
should
right.
finish up a few. So if we just said, let's table the house manager to the next meeting, at least to decide.
Table the pictures.
Yeah, there's really no more we can say.
That's
about it right now.
Right.
Yeah.
I move that we table the discussion on the house pictures to the next meeting.
Can I get a motion, please?
She
is second.
Second.
All in favor.
Fight.
All right, moving on.
It's a second, I'm sorry.
I put Connie as the second.
Okay. I almost had
because poor Anna. She's already yeah. yeah.
Okay, scrapbooks.
Any
comments on what?
Just pulling some stuff that I had at home. I've been out of town.
Mm-hmm.
So but I am interested in going and looking to see what standards there are for scrapbooking now, as far as additional pages and linear pages and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, that if anybody, you know, bumps into anything, even in the city brochures and things like that, I've just been highlighting those and pulling those things out.
Okay.
Thank you. Tip clip.
Okay.
Well, appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see an article in the newspaper,
right.
bring it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Because look, all these eyes are better than
right.
one person's
exactly.
eyes.
For sure.
Sounds good.
And my husband's.
Yeah.
When he's home.
In Texas.
Okay. So thank you. All right. Moving forward. The sign on the flower bed.
Did we skip the retreat?
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't. Apologize. Retreat. We do need to set up a special meeting to complete the agenda on the retreat, which I personally think would take care of some of the issues that we're talking about right now. If we can get certain things just set and decided at a retreat level, then we won't be discussing them.
Again, I disagree.
Okay.
For one thing, what do you want to talk about at this retreat? And number two, why can't we do it at these meetings? That's why we're here.
I think that what the whole point was just to finish the agenda of the retreat, which we completed.
When you say agenda of the retreat, define what you mean there.
Literally,
what
the agenda.
What we ended with.
Do you want to have, when do you want to do that?
I would like to set it up, preferably sometime, just to finish what was on the overall agenda that we never completed. We stated at the retreat itself that we didn't complete everything, and that we would set up an additional meeting.
I think it was discussed both ways, or we would try to do it at a meeting.
At the meeting.
Yeah, I remember that very much, that we said, because there was so little left, we basically got through the bylaws. I think there was one or two things left that didn't need many changes. They were pretty much as is.
We took care of that at the
next meeting. Yeah, so we...
But
so,
then there were, there's like, what was it, roles and...
Roles, you want... Okay, so I think that is something we also said could be done. I'm not sure how distinctly you want to define what our roles and responsibilities are, because... they're not that well defined because they're ad hoc. We kind of go with the flow.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the things that's confusing for a new board member that comes on. It's confusing on what our roles are. When you come on to the, everybody's got a set role and that's where they're at, and there's no discussion on what
agree.
Things.
I disagree. We've all been new.
I disagree. I think that it would be clearer if we had a set just gone over the current roles as they're listed now, and I didn't get in my binder. I didn't get a list of what our roles specifically were. It was very, very vague.
That's what we want. Is that vagueness? That's so each person can. Oh, go ahead.
Do you have an outline of what?
It's just the agenda from.
It was just
the agenda.
Finish the agenda from
just
the
it was
retreat.
It was in.
So with roles and responsibilities, how to put things on the agenda.
Yeah.
There was a couple other things. Future projects. It's like just the very bottom of that agenda for
right.
Retreat, which should be in your books.
Mm-hmm. Right. Someplace. It just doesn't sound like it's something that
we could do one bullet point in each meeting. We could take each one of those at a meeting and answer it.
Okay, if that's how the board feels that we should look at this, or I thought we could just get it done in a quick meeting, and be
quick.
Done with it.
Or we could go to lunch and order a martini, and
that'll speed it up a little.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, there's no. We don't have an agenda or a schedule. We have to get this done by, or we're in trouble.
No, we don't. But I think it would be prudent if we could get it done this year, before the first of the year. So when we go into the new year, we're going in with this. Accomplished and a clear understanding, and these hadn't been looked at for years, and so the point was just to review them and go over them and have a clarification, and so they're in the books and they're listed this way. I mean, it's not, I don't know, that was the whole point. I don't think it was like the point of the retreat is to get on the same page and have the board in an understanding and a workable thing. That's the whole point of a retreat in the first place. And I would like to at least be able to finish the agenda. Now, if we want to go ahead and do that during our meeting, we can set that as our main focus for our July meeting.
Fine. Mm-hmm. I like that better.
Okay.
Like I said, my calendar's got Wednesdays booked out.
Okay, but...
And that's a good trial run. If it doesn't go well and it takes forever, that tells us something.
And I think the other thing is, let's try to keep our comments brief.
Okay, but I can't guarantee what the other people say.
No,
that's not fair.
Well,
everybody should be able to state what they want to state. And and for saying that, oh, I'm sorry, you've got 2 minutes to talk, I don't agree with that statement. And part of this is that we should be able to discuss and have an open conversation.
Oh, you can't, but I'm just saying we should not run on.
What you might do is set 30 minutes.
Right.
This, let's see what we get done. Like Karen said, if you're really not getting anywhere, then think it's something like that. So you have that defined time.
I think that's good. And in the retreat, we did try to give it a
exactly.
We had a timer that was supposed to then say, okay, we need to move on because
right.
this is a conversation.
So if you set further. Whatever time it is, if you set a certain time, and I'm sure that's exactly what you would do.
So if we could try to get through our normal agenda in 30 minutes and leave an hour to finish the...
That would be perfect.
Do you want to do that?
That's what I'd like to do, if that's okay with the rest of
so
the board.
So we'll have to exercise a little more self, all of us, you know, and chat less during the old business and just kind of...
All right, so that's what I'll put on the agenda for next month is we'll try to power through, and we can probably limit the number of things we talk about next month just in general.
Yeah, I think because we can move forward. The big thing is, the other thing is, we have to make sure that all board members can be in attendance. It's really hard, or at least really attempt to do it if we're going to be looking at finishing the agenda
okay.
for the retreat. Because
and technically we only need a quorum. I mean, if we make decisions and somebody's not present, then they just have to abide by
yeah,
their
like that.
Decisions.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Would that be listed under other business then?
Yeah.
All right, I'll put it under other business.
Future.
Actually, it could just be, oh, it's actually old business. Because we're finishing
several agendas and it never got.
So I'll put it under old business at the bottom.
Okay.
And I will probably add the agenda items from the retreat agenda, mm-hmm. so it's detailed. And
thank you.
I appreciate
that. That'd be really good.
Yeah. Know what we're focusing on.
Exactly.
Perfect.
All right.
Okay, moving on to the flower bed. I know that we discussed it. It looks like it's already planted. Did
May
you guys
I say something?
Certainly, this is what...
My favorite diner in my hometown of Kenosha's motto is, order what you want, eat what you get.
That's what happened.
It's what happened.
Okay.
And there's some budget concerns. I guess they don't want to...
Well, what happened? A couple things happened. COVID happened. We all know that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right.
Right.
So we ordered flowers. Parks decided that they weren't going to order any more flowers. So they kiboshed all of the flowers for the sign in general. That was the first step.
For just the sign for the city?
Just for the
okay.
sign.
Okay.
We're not spending any more money on Caliendo flowers. No more new beds. So that was the first step.
Okay.
And then the second step was the greenhouse, without input from anybody, did major substitutions on our orders because they didn't have what we ordered. So we ended up, like for instance, we ended up with dianthus instead of impatiens. We ended up with petunias out the flipping wazoo, and that is a technical term. And petunias are hard. We love them. Don't get me wrong. And they did send waves, but they have to be deadheaded. Mid-season,
yeah.
They have to be cut back. Or by the time we get to December, they look like sticks with one flower on top.
Yeah.
So we ended up with dianthus, which also has to be deadheaded aggressively, or it won't rebloom. Because once dianthus blooms, it turns brown and dies and goes to seed.
Yeah,
so dianthus is a pain. Petunias are a pain. So we ended up with mega substitutions. We also ended up with different sized plants than we ordered. So in other words, we usually start with a begonia that's about that big. Our begonias are that big. Our alyssum is that big. We didn't get any perennials, not a single perennial. So what happened is grow just planted what they had. Literally, I mean, and they did the best they could with what they had. Now, and I haven't had time to circle back, which is still in my list of to-dos. To circle back, Elisa did try to call wholesale growers and find the mini hostas. She didn't have any luck. Mm-hmm. So the next step is for me to go to Flower Bin and see what I can find mm-hmm. and pull out some of the annuals, put in the hostas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to also buy some more King Coleus because instead of sending us whatever number we ordered in individual reasonably sized plants, they sent us a third as many in enormous plants. So we've got big holes. So I'm going to go buy impatiens. I'm going to go buy King Coleus. Probably not this week, but next week or the week after, we'll all go look for the mini hostas.
I've already been there.
But it still takes time to go get them and purchase them. And the gardener disagrees with our plan to put them around the outside. She thinks they should be around the inside. I'm just saying. So I've got some work to do.
For mowing.
I've got some work to do. It's still in process. Please don't despair. But again, order what you want, eat what you get. We're doing the best we can. So, and certainly, no annual planting is going to survive past the 1st of October.
No,
right. So it's not
it's
like,
a dynamic,
we'll get her done.
Okay. With all that information and the definite pain in the petunia. Petunia, petunia comment.
We
kind of get what you're saying. So, but how is it that bed is a new bed when
it's
not?
It's a new bed from Park's perspective.
Yeah,
they haven't ever planted it before, so it went for 2 years with an attempt on the part of the board and Kathy to plant perennials, and because of COVID and all that stuff, we literally said, we'll do it in the spring. And then we said, nope, we'll do it in the fall.
Right.
And we said, we'll do it in the spring. And then we said, nope, we'll do it in the fall.
Right.
So this was the first year that we asked them to buy flowers for that bed.
Okay.
So from their perspective, it's a new bed.
Yeah.
Because just saying, from my perspective, 2 years that bed's been there.
Grow brought leftover flowers from their resources and planted it for free.
Okay.
So last year, Grow said, "Oh, you know that bed should have flowers in it. We have some leftovers. How about if we just bring whatever we have and plant it?" And I said, "Perfect."
Okay.
And I said, and she said, "They're free." And then I got a bill from Grow, and I said, "Excuse me, Amanda.
How do you do it?"
You know, Anna told me these were leftovers and she just wanted to plant it and they were free. So they just scratched the bill.
Yeah.
So honestly, it's just work in progress.
Okay. I thought 5 minutes was going to come.
It's a beautiful sign.
It's a beautiful sign.
Okay. We went for 75 plus years with no sign, and now we have a beautiful sign.
Right.
Yeah.
So we've made lots of progress.
Yeah.
It's a little bright side. All right.
The cup is
half
full.
I
haven't either. I finally cut my roses back.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah, well.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I'll show up. Knew the can of worms I was opening up.
No. Sorry.
I thought 5 minutes would be. We could end up with the advertising was accomplished and
order what you want.
So what you want.
That's how it works in my kitchen, too.
I had a teacher this year.
Yes. All right. Oh, so moving on to the open houses. And I only put the open houses that are really coming up that we got to be looking at. On the agenda for July. And is everybody planning on being at the July open house?
I don't think we need a full staff.
You don't?
What's the date that one?
It's the 27th from 5:30 to 7:30. I did put it on everybody's calendars last week.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't expect the volume to be that high. I think three people would be plenty.
Okay. Well,
and I'm going to be here, so I guess I'm one.
No.
Is this an injection
I like
other
to be here? And here's the deal: could this be one of those things that if we all show up and it's we one too many, some of us can go home then at a certain point?
Or we can just mosey around and talk to people.
Does that work?
So everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone who can.
Everyone who can.
Is this just like only us?
Yep.
That we're having an open house.
It's going to be advertised in Facebook. It's going to be advertised in Constant Contact. It'll be on the website. It's not yet, but it will be.
And it starts at?
Because it starts at 5:30. There's no prep work. You can walk in the door at 5:30.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I guess if nobody shows up, we'll have a hidden session.
Right.
And let's
tell
them,
all
so
your friends to help them here.
we can't talk about any business though.
Very busy that night.
All right. So
very busy that night.
Okay. All right. On to Anne.
Okay. I started to review some of my notes from other artists. I did look at the website of the one you gave me. I was going to ask you. I noticed she lives in Chicago. Is she planning on coming out?
She actually lives here in London.
Oh, okay, that confused me.
She's a teacher. She works for Baldwin Valley School.
Okay, so I thought I don't want to ask somebody to fly out.
No. Okay, she actually lives in Longmont. They're new and she wants to be involved
okay.
with the community.
No problem.
And
I
said
I wanted to wait and ask you that.
Yeah, I apologize because
yeah, it's not a problem. I just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah.
She lives in town. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah,
so I'll give her a call. Again, I like to keep it to four. I mean, over the years we've had different numbers of artists here, but it's too crowded. Four is perfect. You get one each room down here. You're not upstairs.
Right. Four is perfect.
Perfect number. Okay. So I'm open to suggestions, but I do have quite a few cards, so I have people I can call. But anybody who has a friend or somebody you want to recommend, just let me know.
Okay, and are you looking for specific mediums for the four?
I like the variety is what I like.
Okay.
So get one. This one looks like a watercolor maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
mm-hmm.
maybe photography. We have our, I don't know if I'll ask the wood carver again. We've had him here twice. I tried also not have him here.
Right. Well, and it's a lot of work to get his stuff in.
So please,
something
if you know somebody, do give me a holler.
So what happened to the paper dresses?
Oh, she wants to come. Okay. I have a paper dress lined up.
We do?
She's gorgeous.
That's fabulous.
We do have a paper dress lined up.
I'm
so excited.
I'll show you the picture. Give me a
that's
second.
So long ago, we were working on that.
We were going to go to the show. We were all set. And they got canceled
all
the tickets.
Yeah.
Everything
yeah.
was going to go.
Yeah.
And
this is my other album.
And I will talk to Doug Brunson about playing in the garden.
Okay,
so I'll take care of that.
Do.
I haven't
yeah.
done it yet.
So
oh, that's good. The other thing. If somebody did have outside art, that could be the fifth.
Outside
art. If they had something we could set up outside.
Oh,
yeah.
Perfect. Do we still have the card for that person that came with all the metal stuff?
I should say.
I think I do.
Remember that.
I should check with the
garden. Was it like garden art?
It was
art,
like
yeah.
metal art.
Right.
The big thing is, so do you get in contact with the artists now, Anne, so they have time to?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that for Memorial Weekend, and then they'll have plenty of time. I will find this picture eventually. You can keep talking around me.
Okay.
All right, so I'll talk to Doug Brunson. She's looking for that and working on artists. That is all hands on deck for
okay.
that.
I will be
in what time
do
we
need
to be here?
That's fine.
Oh, that's so cool.
This is your paper dress. I can pass this around if you guys can't see.
That's
fine. But it's beautiful,
wow,
and I
gorgeous.
Talked to her already. She is interested in coming.
Wonderful.
Call her. Hopefully nothing has changed. But we could put her in the lobby, or we could find a place.
I think we should put it in the bride's room.
Bride's
mansion
room.
Across the door. So
I
touches it.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think that's a great
idea.
Is the bride's room would be a great
place
for
it.
So where people can't go in.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, and that also keeps people off the balcony.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, you think people recognize that they're not supposed to touch things, and I don't get it in the public museums level.
Right.
You know, with the bells going off. So,
yeah.
All right. So, what time do we have?
Quarter to four would be fine. And we're not going to open the doors till 4 o'clock.
So just like last time.
Yep, just like last time. And we'll do the setup. She and I will figure out when the setup is, but not yet. And the debate on that is: do we do it at noon or do we do it right before?
And I think before.
Right before.
Yeah, because otherwise it's just you got to come at noon and leave and then come back.
Right. Yeah.
I liked it right before. The artists like that because especially once you come in.
What are the hours of the whole thing?
Fart walk is 4 to 8, mm-hmm. and the setup will probably be 2:30 to 3:30.
Okay.
It does that. I'll go look at the times we did.
I think
before.
We did 2:30. I think we did just
3 to 4.
I think it was three to four.
I think it was 3 to 4.
Yeah, that brings it up.
All right.
That way they were right here when it opened.
I'll put it on the calendar.
Thank you.
Artwork's already on the calendar. I'll put this. But we don't need everybody for the setup. In fact, I would prefer you didn't come for the setup.
Right.
So I think probably 2:45 to 3:45 so that We're set a little early.
Right.
All right.
And we should come 8:45.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're a little bit early, so we're here before the crowds.
All right. Okay, well, thank you, Anne, and we'll keep in touch on which artist you choose, and I'm excited to hear. Okay, we kind of jumped ahead on the
day
business
on
this. Sorry with the discussion. We had discussed at the last meeting under new business about the board member's wall acknowledgement. At the last meeting, we talked about having plaques or not having plaques. It was discussed. And I am in agreement with Connie that I think plaques are too cumbersome. They take up too much space. They're expensive.
They're too hard to update.
And they're
really
too hard to update.
Yeah.
I think that if we do a paper version, it still accomplishes the same thing that who's worked on it. And we can update it very quickly.
Really
because we already have an existing list. It's literally just putting it in an ice frame, so
with nice paper,
and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
So it looks and acknowledges the work and commitment put in by.
And this is saved as a file so
yep.
that you can add new names
right.
to it. Just
right.
print it
that's
in
right.
and reframe it.
Right. That's
okay.
Exactly.
That works.
Well, and I think we just don't put dates on the current board members until we know how long they're here.
That's
and
right.
That makes sense.
Time.
Put a starting date or
yeah,
something.
Yeah,
start just a start date, and then we just go with what we've got in the past, and then as the board members. But I agree with Connie. I think the plaques are too cumbersome. They're too expensive.
And
truthfully,
yeah. Actually, I missed that discussion, but
yeah, that was
you weren't here, so that was.
I agree with it. I agree.
I just think it's a better idea in general, and thank you.
You can keep it as a file; it's so easy to update.
Yeah, and I would like to be the person who keeps the file,
right.
so that when
yeah.
we lose board members, we don't
yes.
we don't
lose continuity.
Yeah,
I don't want to ever be the person to have to try and recreate it.
No.
Oh gosh, no. I don't believe in recreating the wheel if you don't have to.
Yeah.
I always leave my files.
Yeah. You can do beautiful things with Word and there's
yeah.
other programs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And as long as we just put it in the same. Well, we're around that long that we have a huge frame with those, but you know. We can keep it
smaller
frame
fonts.
Formatted.
So smaller
fonts.
Yeah.
We all
yeah.
have
yeah.
our little magnifying glass to see, but you know, I think that's a better idea. Okay, moving right ahead on to future agenda items. I think we've still pushed back.
I do have one other business.
Oh, okay.
I actually have two.
What's that?
We've been kind of... highlighting houses and stuff that kind of look like ours. And it was brought to my attention that in Kalispell, Montana, there's a house called the Conrad House, and it is owned by the city of Kalispell. So I just wanted to highlight that, so if anybody was interested, they could go take a look at it.
Yeah,
yeah. It was given to the Kalispell, Montana by the Conrad family.
Kalispell?
K-A-L-I-S-P-E-L-L. It's up on Flathead Lake in Montana.
Yeah,
which is a
beautiful
place to go.
Yeah,
you
near
Glacier.
You're looking for
a going on
yeah.
so you can get cherries.
Cherries, right.
Gorgeous.
So I just thought I'd mention that. And the other thing is I did receive a really lovely thank you note from, I think, Candy, but I'll walk up and get it real quick.
Yeah.
From the about the board T. So I'll be right back.
Good.
This gives a lot of head to her.
Instead of Yellowstone is in Montana filming, now we could kind of do it.
Yeah, we could just kind of drop by.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we could get some autographs while we're
yeah,
we could. Yeah,
yeah,
I like it.
Okay.
Maybe we could line them.
Yeah,
of course.
Okay, guys.
Maybe you need a city representative, me too.
Keep the board in line.
Maybe you have two city representatives for that.
Well, one to drive,
yeah.
one to pay attention.
Yeah.
Oh!
Or fly.
can fly right into Bozeman deal, so.
Yeah.
All right. This is from Candy. It came after our last board meeting.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's Columbine.
That's beautiful.
And it says, greetings to my dear Callahan House friends. Thank you for the fabulous tea last Sunday. The food was delicious. But more importantly, it was great to spend time with all of you and to see many old friends from the past that I had served on previous boards with. I'm out of breath. It was great to catch up. I miss you all and want to know if you need something, I am available to help. Take care and thank you again, Candy.
Nice.
Very nice.
That's so sweet.
Oh, the script that I passed that around. Oh, that's okay.
Oh, okay.
That's okay. She read it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kathy.
That's really nice. We'll add that.
All right, so if we have no other business, on to the house restoration and preservation project. Okay, I think we just keep that this as a future agenda item. We can discuss this in August. Yeah, from walking around and doing the walkthrough, which I think was a good thing for the room by room tour guide, and that we walk through everything, it's good to have an eyes on type of thing. And I think maybe we just schedule that as a yearly thing, that we just do a walkthrough and look at as a board, so we are really seeing stuff. And it's interesting because one person might see something and the other person doesn't, and pointing that out, they're like, oh, I didn't notice that. So maybe we look at it in the sense of doing a walkthrough once a year.
We could keep a list.
Schedule and then keep a list that way. I think that's a more proactive way to handle it.
Yeah, because I would like to see a list of everything, you know.
Yeah, sure.
That's on it. That doesn't mean you have to start doing it right now.
No, I don't think that's realistic.
Call to the attention of people. And
I will put everything in my mental list on a list.
We're in trouble.
Yeah, that would be helpful. So if, honestly, because we can't be in your brain and get picked up.
You don't want to be in our brain.
We can't be in there and say, which file cabinet's in? It is in. So I think that would be helpful. And I think the reality of it and the whole purpose of that, it's not to say that we're going to do it right away, but
right.
that we're aware of it,
exactly.
and then we can project to get funding for it.
Yes.
Plus, we won't waste time talking about something that's already on the list.
That's right.
Yep.
Makes sense.
Good idea.
Good.
Okay. And then, Kathy, you put this on the agenda of the 2023 open houses for January.
The thought process I had in my notes that we wanted to discuss at the first meeting of the year, the open houses for the year. So that's, we don't really, the intention of these is not really to discuss them in the meeting, but just to not lose sight of the fact that at some future point, if we know it, we'll put it on there, that we want to discuss these things.
I think that's comes in with the retreat. One of the things that we talked about is we wanted to have a set type of game plan in January, that the board decides that this is what we're doing, and then we can move forward.
Well, and just so you understand, the intention for the open houses was never to let them interfere with a potential revenue-generating event, because we'd rely on that revenue to just keep the house running altogether. So Art Walk, although we've kind of violated that with Art Walk and the December open house, the intention for the rest of the open houses was for them to be somewhat fluid and move if we actually got an opportunity to do revenue on a given day. So
I agree, but I think it's a balance. I don't think that the house's pure intention was ever meant to be just to generate revenue. I understand that we have to generate revenue. The realism is we have to generate revenue in order for us to exist, but it's got to be a balance, that we're still open to the public, that we're doing what was the intent of the house, and to keep it balanced. That's why I think we discuss at the beginning of the year, we set a game plan and we go with it, and it can't be trumped. It's a balance.
My only point is if we just pull a date out
set
of the
date.
Schedule and say we're going to do a July open house on this date, if there's an opportunity for revenue event, we need to be fluid enough to move it to a different date in July.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody
I don't think anybody is going to be, I would hope no one's not able to see past certain things, but I think it's a balance.
I agree. So, I think we need to decide on a number of open houses and a general time for them. Mm-hmm. I just don't think in January that we have the oversight to pick a date and stick with it.
It has to be
when people call and they want an event on this date, it's not always flexible.
So we
lose the event if we aren't flexible enough to move our open house to a different date.
Plus, an open house, just an open house without Art Walk, without Christmas, it doesn't take a lot of planning.
No.
We just have to be here.
I agree. But I also think we're losing opportunities to run in certain things on having certain events within the Longmont Downtown Development and other things.
In
conjunction. And I think it's going to be a measure of, okay, and I think we can set things on the calendar in January. And work with those dates and try to have those things set up. I'm not talking about having an event every weekend. We are talking about just looking over at the overall calendar and picking certain dates and putting things on there and then having them kind of set, like what we did with the Santa Open House. I think that's a good idea. And I think those are the type of things that we still have to meet. The overall purpose of the house, it's a balance. It isn't, this house was not given just as a
Well, rain. Bear in mind that the grounds are always open, daylight.
True.
Hours. So, it's just a matter of letting people wander through the house. But, I mean, people can come to these grounds, as long as they're not pre-reserved for a wedding or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's a park.
Mm-hmm. It's not a park.
It's a
public space.
It is not a park. I understand, but I'm going to respectfully disagree on certain aspects that I still think we have to keep the overall intention or intent of what the gift was for. And it wasn't given to the city just to be a wedding venue. It is a balance. No, we have to have the revenue for the weddings. I think it's great and other events, but it is a balancing act. And I think if we get certain things on the calendar, then they're in place and we can work with them. And yes, I believe with the flexibility that we absolutely have to change something, fine. But if they're not on the calendar, they don't happen. And I don't think it's too much to look at the overall year calendar and set stuff in advance.
I agree. I just think we need to be flexible enough to move them if we get a revenue opportunity. It's not going to matter if it's Wednesday the this or Wednesday the that.
Right.
And the downtown events are mostly Fridays and Saturdays.
Yeah.
And those are dates that are key dates for revenue events.
Yes.
And the intention, the deeded intention of the house is to keep it open for the clubs. We can't do that if we don't have revenue.
I agree. Again, I'm not saying that we don't do revenue events. That isn't what I'm saying at all. That is nowhere on the table.
We'll be flexible.
It's just being able to put it on the calendar and a look and plan. And then if we only choose to do one during the summer and we pick a certain date, and if that falls on a Friday and we stick to it, and that's the only Friday of the whole summer that we do anything, I don't think that's a bad plan.
Yeah. Well, we can discuss it in January.
Well, and the other thing I would say is not everybody else's calendars are set in January.
Right.
So I think we can put a stake in the ground, but I don't think we're going to have a viewpoint of everything that's going on downtown in January.
Yeah.
And it needs to be flexible. I've said we advertise on Facebook, people see it, and they don't plan 6 months ahead, I'm going to float an open house.
No, they don't.
It's like, there's an open house, let's go.
That's
kind of how it is. So they don't need to.
I understand that, but I also know.
We're going to make a plan.
Big events, like with the city, when they plan events like Rhythm on the River, they don't just not plan that.
That's a big event.
So if we're going to be able to do stuff like that, or if we choose to do something like that, we need to be able to plan.
If we get a big event.
Well,
big events are going to get planned way in advance, and they're going to stay off of Fridays and Saturdays. There could probably be a Sunday. You know, like our ice cream social, when we do that, it's always a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, but we haven't done that, and I mean, do we want to stick with the ice cream social? I mean, that's one of those things. Is,
I agree.
Is that some?
I just use that as an example.
Okay,
but that's all to be discussed in January.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we can stop discussing it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Moving along.
Moving along.
Yes.
Adjourned.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's where I'm going.
Okay, so we've gone through it all, guys. And all right. So can I get a motion for adjournment, please?
I have just like one quick thought. Well, so the July meeting, let's plan it so that we do a quick through the agenda and work on the bullet points that
From the retreat.
We'll just make that a goal. Anybody talks too long, we
cut them off.
Time. We'll have it timed just like what we did with the
retreat.
Okay, so can I have a motion, please?
I move we adjourn the meeting.
Can I get a second?
I second.
Janet, being Connie to it. So, all right.
Oh,
that's fine.
No, go. All in favor?
Yay.
All right. You got your
chicken.
If we are having the meeting here, then in July.
As far as I know.
Okay. I apologize for not being here at 30. I just saw that, and I don't know why, because I've read through the notes last night.
It's all right. It should be on your calendar entry, too.
Well, the three of us went to New York.